I was cooking, I cooked, I had wood, you know, and I just cook on the heater.
Mm-hmm.
Fry what I wanted on the heater.
Yeah.
And I didn't have gas heater then.
Yeah.
And I burned my lamp. It looked dull, but it looked dim in the house, but I've been used to that all my life. Lamps, you know.
Yeah.
And I always keep my lamp, cause and you know, lots of times that lights goes out and stay all day, and I mean all a couple of days before you can get anything. Yeah. I reckon they have so many places they have to go. Somebody have to be laid.
What, did you ever have to go out in the field or something at night, and what would you carry?
Flashlight.
You got a flashlight now. But what you used to use?
Oh, lanterns. You used to use lanterns.
Did you ever just get a piece of wood and use that as a torch?
Always had lanterns. Light your lantern, the wind wouldn't blow it out, you see.
Yeah?
Light your lantern, just get your body handle and go on while you're going.
Yeah. Would folks ever light a piece of wood if they were going out somewhere?
Well, sometimes they touch. They cut up a pole and make a touch, you know, and light it.
I see. You know what a flambeau was?
Uh-uh.
You never heard of that?
No, you never hear of that.
Ms. Lutcher, now what would you start the fire with when you wanted to get it going good? Usually.
Cut up some kindling and put underneath there and light. Strike a match and light it. Here to go to burn it.
That was just that fat.
Then food would put no oil, coal oil or nothing on it. No.
Really?
Oh no. That's too dangerous. Sometimes you strike a match and think it's been going out and you dash a little coal oil and then it flap back out on you. You have to be careful with all that stuff.
Yeah. Did you have something up over the fireplace?
A mantle, yeah, a mantelpiece over there, and the clock set up there.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about the rooms in the house. Can you, the room that you did most of you staying in, where folks stayed most of the time, was the what?
Me sleeping in?
Well, where you spent most of the day in.
Well, I tell you, work time, we didn't spend no time at all, we'd be in the field.
I see.
No, right now, old as I am, I wish it was so I could work and get out and do something. No, we'd stay up in no house. Only way we stay up in the house when it's raining in winter time, because we couldn't do nothing. We used to have a lot of sheep, and we shear them in the spring of the year.
For their what?
For the wool, and sell it. Bail it up and sell it.
Yeah.
Papa had a gin, and he turned in and bailed the hay. And I never will forget when I was a kid, he used to send it to St. Louis, the F.C. Taylor, or the company called F.C. Taylor in St. Louis. He'd bail that hay up, bales of hay, bale of cotton, or a wool.
Well,
and we have shearing sheep.
Yeah.
A lot of shears. We catch those sheep and put them up in a trough. And
what was a trough?
It was a old boat, you know, like